This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Style on in toll free here to join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, Johnson, you're going to be sharing with us a story about 10 ways that you're making your life harder than it has to be.
Yep.
Is that right? So we'll get through, hopefully...
You specifically. No,
me? Okay. hopefully we'll... I mean, who couldn't use a little bit of tightening up, right?
No, not necessarily you. I mean you, the listener.
Becoming more efficient, happier, and all of that. So we'll get into that. Also, last night we started a editorial piece by some... lemonade-hating monster. And indeed, he says in his title, "You may call me a monster, but I'm glad that girl's lemonade stall got shut down." And he's in referring to, this, I believe, the story out of the UK of a little girl, like 3.5 years old, who had a lemonade stand that was set up nearby some kind of concert. So there were a fair amount of people, you know, walking about, and a good, you know, good location to set up a stand. Cops showed up, four of them, as a matter of fact, and they issued her and her father a fine of approximately, I think it was like $150 worth of British pounds. And
no, it's £150, I believe.
Okay, so $200 or something like that. Anyway, it was a fair, a fair amount, and well, it was an unfair amount. Any amount is unfair, but it was a lot. And so the little girl was, you know, upset, crying. She believed that she had done something wrong. And this man, Duncan Hothersall, over at NewStatesman.com, believes that she did do something wrong. So we just barely gotten into this story where he is claiming that there's a 500,000 cases of food poisoning each year in the UK alone, and that one of the reasons why we have stringent controls on who can sell food and drink, especially in unsealed containers, is to try to cut those figures down. And street stalls in general are regulated because we have a system of taxation, rights, and responsibilities in this country, which underpins our functioning society. He goes on to say, regulation is a social and economic good, and that's the point at which we got derailed into an argument about that last night.
Whether
if you want to hear that,
good or not.
If you want to hear that, you're welcome to tune in to probably the last, the last segment or so of last night's show. You can download that anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Basically, Mark was arguing in favor that regulation is a good thing, although he was talking about market regulations, which I don't think you should call certification regulation, but we won't rehash it too far. Yeah, so the arch status...
I think regulation is a good thing if you're talking about air pressure.
There you go.
You don't want to have things that be exploding on you.
That's not what he's talking about in this particular case, but it's also pretty unfair, he says, to criticize the hardworking public servants who acted in this case for doing the job they are no doubt underpaid to do. He's referring to the police. For the council to say, quote, "We expect our enforcement officers to show common sense," unquote, as they cancel the fine, is all very well, but I'm willing to bet they are given precious little leeway in their training when it comes to who gets fined and who doesn't.
Well, he doesn't understand their training very well because they certainly have all the leeway they want.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in many cases, in their charters, these police departments claim to use discretion.
That's correct.
Handing out... fines and that sort of thing. Discretion means you have, I don't know, discretion, right? You can choose
right.
not to do it.
They get that choice. As a police right. officer, they have that ability. And any cop that tells you, at least in the U.S. or the Western world political systems, any cop that tells you that he doesn't have such a thing, that he does not have discretion, that he has to arrest, is probably lying to you unless you just, like, committed a murder in front of him or something like that. Because there are certain crimes on which they really don't have discretion, as I understand it. This is having, we had Brad Jardis on the show, former cop. This was his explanation of it to me, is that, if a cop witnesses you commit some sort of violent act, for instance, then at that point he shall arrest you. He is, duty-bound. to do something.
I think in New Hampshire they have to arrest on a felony.
Yes, generally it is considered, you know, that law is considered regarding felonies. I suspect that they could still look the other way on, let's call them nonviolent felonies or, you know, felonies that don't have a victim, perhaps, but I don't know what the official, you know, writing of the law is on that.
Sure.
But you better believe that if a cop sees you commit a murder in front of him, he's not going to use discretion in that particular instance.
I can assure you the police in this town have used discretion when it comes to enforcing vandalism laws against this particular property that we're broadcasting now. When
sure.
people have come and vandalized this property and they've caught them, they've let them go and said, don't do that again. They even make them come and apologize.
I don't know where you got that information from.
I was there.
Okay, well, you're talking about some other incident, because there was another incident where they did catch the person, and that person did apologize.
To the police officer?
To me.
They didn't apologize to me.
No, you're talking about a different incident.
Fine.
So I'm telling you about an incident
where... The officer let the guy go. Yeah. My car was vandalized yeah. here at the studio, and the officer's like, it's okay, kid. Don't worry about it. Don't do it again.
Yeah, I understand. You're talking about a different situation, so I'm just going to correct you on that's not the situation every time with every officer, okay?
Nope, it's not.
So anyway, yes, the cops can
use discretion. I'm just pointing out
that
they can use discretion,
right.
And sometimes their discretion stinks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so in the case of a little girl selling lemonade, they absolutely have the ability to use their discretion. But going on here, he says, if the council is handing out apologies, it should likely be issuing one to its officers as well. He says... But these are decent folk being persecuted by a nanny state. He's quoting the objections that he might receive. He says, I hear you cry, and I stand impervious, I'm afraid, because I've heard that line a lot recently, and it's really beginning to grate. It's the same argument used against speed cameras and parking fines. How often have you heard those caught out proclaim themselves as law-abiding citizens and bemoan the infringement of their freedom? I have news for you. If you break the speed limit or park illegally... Or indeed break health and safety or trading regulations, you are not a law-abiding citizen.
Nobody is. Right? Nobody is.
I bet this guy thinks of himself as one.
I don't know what he thinks. By this standard, no one is a law-abiding citizen. Because if you have gone 1 mile over the speed limit at one point...
Or rolled through a stop sign.
Right, rolled through a stop sign. And by the way, that's the point about discretion that I like to point out with police officers, is when was the last time you saw a police officer pull over another police officer in a cruiser and give him a ticket for rolling through a stop sign?
Never.
Am I to believe that this does not occur? Because... I mean, you know, it's a normal way of driving, is that at times not to come to a full and complete right. rock back stop.
You're using your faculties to observe the intersection.
Right.
Regardless of whether or not this guy believes that he's law abiding or whatnot, I guarantee you that this guy believes that he knows what's right.
Mm.
So if it came down to this guy breaking a law, he would see it as, nah, it's a minor thing. Come on. It's not a serious thing. These things over here are serious.
Parking tickets.
I know what's right, and the police and the law enforcement obviously know what's right. The voters have decided on what is correct and what's not. Clearly, majority rule, I mean, that's how society and civilizations are formed. This is why we have the social contract, clearly.
I'm not sure that this guy necessarily thinks that. Like, this guy sounds like very much like one of these... If we don't enforce, and I agree with him on this, if they choose to consistently not enforce lemonade stand rules, Western civilization does actually crumble. So
you agree with that?
I do. I'll make my point.
Yeah, I don't hear this
I've one. Made it before, and it's
tongue in cheek, right?
No, it's not. Look, when you say, okay. 5-year-olds, lemonade stands, we're just not going to, this is good for everybody, we're just not going to enforce this rule. Well, the person who has the lemonade store, and these things exist, that has paid money for a brick and mortar store,
fees.
For the licensing and everything like that, could very well have, and this happened in, I believe
have
it was
ever
a...
Have seen a lemonade store he said these things exist, and you were like, yeah, I'm sure.
I've seen lemonade stands at the county fair. Does that count?
I don't think it counts.
Fine, the Jamba Juice. Okay, so I set
up... How about Orange Julius?
Yeah. I set up my lemonade stand, and I bring along my child for decoration in front of the Jamba Juice.
Okay.
How do you think Jamba Juice is going to feel about that?
cares?
Okay, fine. You don't care. so I'm going to start getting the business because I'm going to be able to undercut them. I don't have bricks and mortar. I don't have regulations. I don't have all kinds of stuff. My juice is just cheaper.
All right, you're going to explain to us how society is going to crumble because of a little girl's lemonade stand here in moments, or not being enforced on her. 855, 450, free.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free and join us here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, Johnson's going to share with us 10 ways you're making your life harder. And we're going to get into that. But a little bit more from our lemonade fascist coming up here in moments. But first, Mark, Simbi.
Look, you can buy things on Simbi without money. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget about the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services at Simbi.com. I just saw a friend and listener to the show put up Ask a Libertarian for two Simbi. So you can ask questions of a libertarian for a very small amount of artificial currency.
Whether anyone will pay for that's another question. But
there's people doing all kinds of things like that there. So ask a transgendered whatever.
You don't get it if you don't try, right?
I think that this is more activism than it is intention to earn Simbi, because the price is really low.
Gotcha.
But anyway, there are hundreds of thousands of people acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I, as in symbiotic, S-I-M-B-I, and take a look around, post your services, Simbi.com.
Are these all virtual things, or could they be like actual?
They are not all virtual things.
So you could trade like lemon picking services for lemon making services?
You could.
Okay.
So, although I imagine your market will be a little more limited if you have to go locally.
Yeah,
for things. So,
especially if you're talking about lemons.
Yes, and we are. in this case, the little girl that got in trouble by the police in the UK for running a lemonade stand. One man at NewStatesman.com is saying that he wants to see the police cracking down on these kids. Duncan Hothersall. He says he's glad the lemonade stand got shut down. He's
like, get off your lawns.
Yep. And so what I was doing was pointing out how if the police choose not to enforce these laws, that essentially it brings down the state. Because as
how's
I was,
that?
Well, I'm going to explain it
okay.
to you. All right. So if you give a blanket, anybody can open up a lemonade stand to sell their lemonade, right? Because if you say, well, children can sell lemonade, then, well, are you telling me that when I'm 13 years old I can open a lemonade stand, but when I'm 14 I can't?
Mm.
And at what point does it stop and start being okay? Do I have to bring my little brother or my child for decoration to run the lemonade stand? I mean, if I'm running a lemonade stand, but my son's standing there, what's the difference? Because the father was there for this 3.5-year-old. As you can imagine, you're not leaving a 3.5-year-old out there with a pitcher of lemonade, just handing it out to any old buddy who wanders by in one of the most populous cities in Western civilization.
Yeah.
Then you're sort of asking yourself this question. Well, okay, I guess everybody can open a lemonade stand. Fine, we can have these sidewalks littered with stands of people selling things, and basically the businesses behind those sidewalks that are paying for licensure and mm-hmm. bricks and mortar and all this other stuff are like, hey, how come we're paying for all this stuff and all of our business is going out here to the people that have less overhead? Let's pray for rain so they all have to go away.
Seems pretty unlikely, this scenario, Mark.
Why do you think these laws exist?
Well, to protect the existing businesses from competition.
Why. Because they had competition.
But there's also such a thing as private property, so if somebody's setting up their lemonade stand on your private property, they have the absolute right to eject you from that particular location.
Admittedly,
yeah.
These regulations are an issue of tragedy of the commons.
Correct.
Certainly. But there's a lot of common land out there
sure.
that people wander along, and should I be able to impede the sidewalk with my lemonade stand? You may pass through my lemonade stand, but you must look at my lemonade wares as you go. Exactly.
They'd probably say that's disorderly conduct.
They would say all kinds of things. They would say I couldn't have a stand on the sidewalk, and you would be upset because I have a child.
Well, no, I think anybody should be able to have a lemonade stand
Fine.
On public land. So
I don't disagree with you.
Right.
I'm just saying that this is a very surreptitious way.
But you haven't
way.
Seen what you're saying is going to happen. Like, you know, kids with lemonade stands has not resulted in adults with lemonade stands, has not resulted in adults with root beer stands, has not resulted in, you know, that hasn't happened, what you're saying.
I don't know that it hasn't. If you look at you know, early 20th century New York City, you will find that these regulations were put in place for this very reason, Ian, is because people were, had carts and horses and all this other stuff, and they were trying to sell out, and the businesses are like, it's harder to compete with these people out here that are competing against us and don't have the overhead.
But I don't see a big rush of people going to set up lemonade stands.
You don't now because they have a regulation that prevents
it. It's being waived. I thought you said that waiving the regulation would result in the, you know, the destruction of society.
For whom is it waived?
They just waived the fine for this little girl.
They did not give this the girl a blanket waiver to set up a lemonade stand for the rest of her life on this street corner in London, Ian.
So you're
saying they're waiving the fine, not the prohibition.
Gotcha. All right, so you believe that if what you're saying is not that if they don't
enforce it. It's the slippery slope fallacy is what I believe.
Are you saying is if they don't enforce it or if the ordinance doesn't exist at all?
Consequently, it would be the same thing. Hmm. There's ordinances all over America that require cities to have illuminating oil inspectors, and they don't.
Yeah.
So that ordinance effectively does not exist. If they do not enforce an ordinance, have a prohibition against the enforcement of an ordinance for long enough, the same thing happens. If they have suddenly the Street Vendor Freedom Act gets passed, then it happens a little faster because it gets press and people are like, oh wow, I'll open a business, you know, doing whatever on the street.
So, I mean, I do support the idea that you're talking about of people doing basically business disobedience and just not asking for permission. You want to do something? Just do it. And, you know, put it out there. Hang out your shingle and advertise your services and do it from your house. I don't care. I would want to see that happen because if enough people were to do it, they wouldn't be able to enforce on everybody. But unfortunately, you know, most people aren't going to do it because most people don't want to take that kind of risk. They've already taken enough risks just opening their business and, you know, whatever investments were required to do that. And they don't want to risk, you know, crossing the city and getting involved in some sort of legal conflict. But
if somebody didn't have a lot of money, they could certainly go out and start shining shoes on the street. But at some point or another, they're going to have ill effects. I mean, one might ask, if you like this so much, why aren't you shining shoes?
Who?
You.
Oh, I got all kinds of things to do, and I don't generally ask permission to do them. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So he says that if you break the speed limit or park illegally or break health and safety and trading regulations, you are not a law-abiding citizen. You are actually the one who's in the wrong. This is the anti-lemonade guy here from NewStatesman.com. He goes on to say, and rarely is ignorance an excuse. Speed limits and parking regulations are posted clearly. In the case of the now famous lemonade stand, the father in question is even quoted as saying, quote, I thought they would just tell us to pack up and go home, unquote. So he knew he was breaking the rules, writes this guy.
I'm not entirely clear that you can infer that from what was said. Maybe after they came over, they informed him that they couldn't have it. Maybe that's what he thought. He came to that conclusion.
We'll continue. There's a little bit more here, and then your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
transportation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, we invite you to join us here on the radio waves. And if you agree with Duncan Hothersall from NewStatesman.com, he is saying that he believes that lemonade stands should be cracked down upon, and he is congratulating the police.
They're an abomination!
Well, that's how he sees it. Anybody who's not agreeing with the laws, the ordinances, the regulations, those people are a problem to this man, and he is willing to use whatever kind of violence and force that it takes to put a stop to it.
He's clearly an authoritarian.
Because his precious society, as Mark has pointed out, might crumble if somebody's allowed to do something without asking permission first. By the way, you don't have to ask anybody's permission to get into Bitcoin mining, and one of the ways you can do it is over at pool.bitcoin.com. You go to pool.bitcoin.com, and you can do mining in two ways. You can do it where, Mark, the way you and I are doing it,
yes,
where we're hiring pool.bitcoin.com.
Just sign up.
Yeah, to do it for you.
All you need is money.
They will put the money into their equipment that they need to get, and you don't have to worry about any of the server, admin, equipment stuff, because, you know, most of us can't do that. I mean, I could probably learn how if I needed to, but I don't have time for that. But if you do know how to do server equipment stuff and you are already able to do your own mining at home, or you have a, you know, server at work or something like that and you want to use that for Bitcoin mining, you can still join pool.bitcoin.com. So you get the two options. You can do it as you joining their pool from the outside, or you can invest in their pool. So you go to pool.bitcoin.com and they will help you calculate what you could make right there on the website. And you can also steer Bitcoin towards being the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. So you Don't just make Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com, but you're also doing activism while you sleep. It's pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then just a little bit more from this arch statist who's actually come out and supported a crackdown on children's lemonade stands. Brian is in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Ian. Hey. I think it's Mark.
Mark and Johnson are also here.
There you go. Hey, I just wanted to pass on a funny bumper sticker I saw the other day.
Sure.
I was at a signal where cars were exiting the post office. So obviously there were some post office workers around 5 o'clock getting off.
Yep.
And the back of the truck, there was a bumper sticker that said, don't use the internet for your bills. Mail them. And I thought that was sort of hilarious.
This was on a postal service truck or one of their personal trucks?
It was on a personal truck coming out of the post office employee parking lot.
They're desperate, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's their method to try to rescue the post office.
They're going
to
rely on bills.
Bumper stickers. I guess I'm for that.
For what?
Trying to rescue your business with bumper stickers. Go right ahead. But, basically what the post office has turned into, largely they're subsidized by junk mail. I mean, they're basically a junk mail delivery service that does some letter delivery.
Bills.
And package delivery.
It's bills and junk mail for the most part, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right? It's the government mail service, so why wouldn't it increasingly turn into delivering something that you don't
want? Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian?
I just like their marketing plan to rescue their business is to stop using the internet.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Hey, thanks for pointing that out tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we actually haven't had a good post office failure story in a while as far as, normally there's like some, at least once a year it seems like there's some kind of headline that crops up about how many billions of dollars in the red the post office is and that they, they just keep digging the hole deeper and deeper and, as they're the government, so they just can't run a business, even though it's kind of separate from the federal government, but not really. Can't get it together.
The first thought that came to my mind when you said that is we haven't had a good, you had said we haven't had a good post office failure story in a while, and I was thinking, first thought that came to my head was, well, could that be true? Like, at least hundreds of thousands of those happen every day when people walk into the post office to send something.
Which is something you have to do a lot. So you spend a lot of time, I don't know how much you want to, I don't want you to give away trade secrets or anything like obviously, but you're working for Think Penguin. I don't think that's a secret, which listeners who recall Chris, who was our Friday night co-host, who might be coming back. I hear he might be back in town. Anyway, he's the
I'm sure he'd certainly like to know if he's going to be on this Friday.
Okay. I've heard he's back in town.
Yeah,
He hasn't been on because he's been out of town. you're his assistant, and you are running all day long, basically, or at least once a day to the post office. And standing in line, I imagine, right?
Yep.
And I suspect you've had some experiences there. Any worth talking about?
Yeah, well, sure. One happened the other day, but it wasn't anything to do with them that I found. This was just the way, the very nature of the way the building is designed is bad. Mm. So they have these post office, this parking lot, right? So there's like, you pull in the parking lot, and on one side, you have to pull into these spaces which are sort of perpendicular to the lot itself. So one side of the parking lot is spaces, right? And then you would be driving along behind these spaces. But on the side that you would be driving along, because the whole lot is one way, you have to pull in one side and pull out the other. And so in the part where you're driving along, right, of course, on that side, in that path, they've put the drop-off blue boxes.
Right.
So you can, reach out your driver's side window and
seems put convenient. Something in the thing.
It makes sense. Of course, sometimes people, it'll get backed up if there's enough people. But the other day,
if it's at 5 o'clock or something, like
sure,
that.
Yeah. The other day I was pulling in, and it wasn't 5 o'clock. Some woman just pulls in, and there's enough room between the spaces and these, this far left side of the lot to go around. But someone pulls in and just stops, and
right in the middle to where you couldn't go around.
Well, no, some people could, but it was far enough over that people might not be inclined to go around.
It was a close call,
right?
Okay.
So people get back up behind this person. And I
How far behind were you? How many cars?
I was out in Main Street.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, and there was cars or whatever, and now cars have packed up behind me, and like some are rapidly trying to switch lanes to get around this mess, which is causing a hazard. So I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. I hit my horn. Nothing happens. I'm like, okay.
Maybe she didn't hear
it. I'm just waiting. I'm like, you know, seeing if people are going to do anything. I hit my horn again. Still nothing happened.
Now, can you see from where you are? Is she like, you know, she an old lady who's like slowly reaching out and putting mail in?
No, but she wasn't at the mailboxes. This is before the mailboxes. She wasn't even doing that.
Oh, okay.
What I believe she was doing was waiting for a space.
Waiting
because the entire parking lot was full. Because frequently at this post office, for some reason, even when there's no line in the parking or in the post office itself, the parking lot is full. Even though there's no one in line. I don't know what these people are doing. Sitting in their car, walking off, they can't stay in the park there for a while.
Yeah, you don't want to go away too long because there's a 15-minute parking limit, and it is enforced there.
But what's strange is that the lot sometimes is just mysteriously full. Mm-hmm. And it'll be full, I'll go in, there's no line, and then I'll go out, and it'll be cleared out. It's like, well, where did these people go? They didn't go in the post office.
So she's just sitting there.
So she's just sitting there, and I guess waiting for a spot. No handicap. I like looked to see if she had a handicap.
Afterwards. There are different kinds of parking spot lurkers. There are those that cruise around looking for a spot, hoping to get lucky, playing the parking lot roulette.
Yep.
And there are those that wait.
Yeah. So she wanted a close-up spot, clearly, and I thought maybe handicapped or maybe injured. I could excuse that. But the person behind, in a Prius, of course, wasn't going around. There was enough room to go around. So finally, after three or four honks, I finally rolled down my window and yelled out, go! Like, just really, just go! I think I yelled, go the F around.
You know? Like, road rage!
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, because, well, no, it's not just that, but it's also, this person's causing a safety hazard.
Sure.
Like,
so he could ram
into you. Someone almost got careened, like, this truck came around, not around me, but around the person or two people that were behind me on Main Street, stuck. This truck pulls you real quick and almost gets, you know, just creamed in the opposite lane. So, you know, the other thing that I could say about this woman is that maybe she thought the entire lot was full and that she had to wait for a space because there was more parking around the corner. Like, there's a corner that's not visible. But when people finally started going around, they went around and parked it, and it was clear.
Plenty of room.
Still nothing happened. Flabbergasted. I don't know.
Is there more to the story?
A little bit more.
All right. More coming up here in moments. 855-450, free like freedom. Post office nightmare stories. You're welcome to share one if you've got one. And maybe you work for the post office. I bet you've got some pretty awful stories to tell about the inefficiency and bureaucracy. 855-450, free like freedom.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi. S-I-M-B-I.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here. Bring us anything that's on your mind. Our number, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back into your calls, but Johnson, you were almost done with your story about the lady who just kind of stopped her car in the middle of the post office parking lot, thereby blocking you from being able to even turn into the parking lot fully.
Well, because I was also stuck behind several other people that were blocked.
Right. And you were honking, you yelled out the window, get the F out of the way or whatever.
Well, not, you know, I was actually, it wasn't even at her, because I was giving her the benefit of the doubt that, you know, maybe this is a person who's got an injury or something, needs a close-up
spot. Elderly, yep.
But the people behind, it's like, go around.
Right.
You know, like, figure it out. You're sitting there forever and ever, and cars are backing up into you out into the road.
Right.
It's like, figure it out.
And there were spaces open later on that they could have gone and pulled
into.
Yeah,
exactly. So
what happened? I mean, how did it end up clearing out?
Well, finally, when I said that, people, like, woke up. Like, oh,
really?
Hey, you know, like, oh, let's take action. And then everybody went around.
Okay.
And
all
suddenly
right.
The whole thing cleared up. But then even as I was walking, you know, I parked immediately. This woman still hadn't parked. There still hadn't been a parking space close up opened up. And I'm looking, I'm looking like, is there something wrong with you? Like,
was she still there when you got out of the post office?
Oh, not when I got out of the post office, but I was actually also kind of waiting to see, like, when's the...
Were you able to tell whether it was an elderly woman or, like, what was
your... No, it was not an elderly woman, but I was not able to tell whether this person was, like, you know, had some sort of a handicap or something. There's no handicap plate.
Right.
You know, maybe it was a handicap of a different nature. I don't know. You know, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
So, whether you want to share your post office stories or whatever's on your mind, we go to Dave. He's in Humboldt County, California, listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Every once in a while, you really surprise me. This whole post office story is a part of it that you are leaving out completely, and I hope
Dave,
you're not
doing
it.
Dave, do me a favor. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We've got some audio difficulties here, and you're kind of distorting. Could you just kind of back off from the phone, maybe, a couple inches? Might help a little bit.
Sorry.
That's better. That's
the
better.
Part of the plight of what's going on with our post office that you folks are neglecting, and I hope not deliberately, because the reality that we need to look at is that corporate greed, America has had a plan to put the post office out of business and switch it all over to FedEx. They're a very non-union kind of a Wall Street. And so
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Right now they have made it a law that the post office has to set aside billions of dollars, I think every month, for retirement funds for people that won't even be hired for years yet. So why is that happening? Why are they doing that? And why are you not giving it top priority, top billing?
Okay, so let me see. Yeah, I got what you said here. You're upset because the post office is earmarking money for retirements of people who haven't been hired yet. Well, that's part of the problem with the government retirement system. You know, the average person who works a regular job doesn't get the opportunity to have, you know, 90% of their paycheck come in after they've worked somewhere for 20 years. If they, you know, once they quit working, they keep getting paid from that place. That's something that pretty much only applies to government workers. You know, there may be some exceptions for it for like CEOs or whatever in the business world, but the average worker, you know, they don't get that benefit. And so there's a tremendous level of funding that must be laid out in order to shore up these pension funds that they're getting the money from to pay these people out. And that means that the postal rates have to go up, you know, and they're having a tough time. Even with rates going up, they're having a tough time, you know, finding enough mail to deliver to meet their budgetary needs. So they're going to keep having to go back to Congress and beg for more bailouts over time.
Yeah. I'm thinking that you're deliberately misleading on this, because right now, no agency, no corporation, nobody has to be putting aside funds for retirement for people that they haven't even hired yet.
That's because they don't have the same payout system.
Well, for one, the Postal Employees Union is concerned that they're not going to have money in the future, and they have for very good reason, because
business is falling off.
Yeah, things, you know, the post office ain't what she used to be.
They run short by billions of dollars every year.
Yeah.
And so they lobbied for that, and they got it. And, you know, a public sector union lobbies for something, and the government has to, you know, pass a law to make it happen. I don't know which side I'm supposed to take on this. But I can say that FedEx doesn't have a union.
UPS does,
and their union is not treated the same way that the post office's union is.
I bet you don't get to work at UPS for 20 years and then get paid with 90% or whatever it is. Yeah, I'm guessing
right.
at 90.
They don't get the same retirement, that's for sure.
Right. So that's why it's like that with the post office. We're not obscuring any information here. That's your government at work.
I don't think it has anything to do with the government. Do you say
it? Sure, it does.
Seeing corporate greed, America is saying, we want billions of dollars out of the postal system. Yes, fax machines and computers have come in and damaged business, but they can adjust to that. They can downsize.
What do you call it? I mean, you're accusing the competitors of greed, but what do you call it when the post office has a guaranteed business for every piece of mail under a dollar? Every piece of first-class mail out there has to go through the Postal Service. There's no other option. It's illegal for FedEx and UPS to actually compete with them for first-class mail. What do you call that?
I'm not sure what I understand what you're saying.
You call it a monopoly. You call it a monopoly. Do you support monopoly?
And you might not be aware of these laws. They're called the Private Express Statutes. It's called the PES.
Really?
PES laws. The PES laws have been around since Lysander Spooner. Mm-hmm. Lysander Spooner attempted to open a private postal service. The government shut him down.
Well, he
and
beaten.
Said that it was basically that the postal was too important and that it had to be a government-run monopoly.
No competition.
Quasi-government. It isn't government. It's operated completely on how much they get the selling stamps.
But that's not true.
They also get rent breaks in many government buildings.
And they come back to the trough of Congress when they run out of money to pay up the
pension
system.
Every single year.
There are billions of dollars in the red, and they need Congress to act in order to change their business model. If they just want to, let's say they want to, as they've proposed over the last few years, they haven't done this yet.
Dave called it quasi-government, and I think that that's an accurate statement.
That's true, but that doesn't mean it's not government, okay? It is government. It's just not as government as some other government agencies.
It's not as honestly government.
Yeah. Look, they get to go back to the congressional trough and ask for more money to shore up their their funds because they're losing money hand over fist due to, you know, basically the internet. They can't change their business model quick enough. The typical business can change their business model as they need to. Now, some of them are more nimble than others. Big corporations are definitely slower than a mom and pop or something like that. But when it comes to the government, or in this case, the quasi-government post office, they can't just have a meeting of the board of directors or the postmaster general. He can't just say, okay, well, we're going to cut back on the delivery dates, because this has been one of the proposed changes, is that they would only deliver on, like, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or something like that instead of 6 days a week. And they can't just make that decision. Congress has to approve that. And so, yes, they are still tied into the government by both finances and regulations and, you know, control over the business.
There is a reality there, though, that you guys are not dealing with, and you have to. Right now, our post office has billions and billions and billions of dollars set aside
in debt
to be applied to retirement to postal workers that they aren't even going to be hiring for years to come. And they're being required to do that, not by their union. They're being required to do that by a right-wing Congress right now.
Yeah, I would think that they would be able to, if they're, you know, like another a business, if you had that kind of money put away, you'd be able to borrow against it, though. And, you know, I don't understand why they're not choosing not to do that and that kind of thing. Look, I'm not wishing ill on the post office. They have a very difficult job to do, and I suspect
I like the postal lady. She's very nice when she comes here to Jazzy. She always gives her treats. And
well, the postal lady is one thing. The post office as an organization is another, and I just don't think it's going to make it, Dave. What it's turned into is an organization that delivers pizza coupons and car wash vouchers. And that, you know, it's not a business model. That, you know, it used to be we'd send letters and that sort of thing. And I just had my son send a letter to his grandfather today. It might be.
Has he ever done that before?
He sent out a few letters before.
Oh, that's cute.
But, you know, I mean, basically we have him write letters as a form of education.
How many people under the age of 20 or 25 have actually written a letter?
I wonder.
In their life? Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, 10 ways you're making your life harder, like by sending letters. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour number two is right around the corner. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynovite. DINOVITE.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.